Now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something.
Good afternoon and welcome one and all to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Fans of the lore will remember that last week we had a special show devoted entirely to the Pogues, and what we're doing this week is another special show of Irish music, both north and south, because this Thursday, well, it's St. Patrick's Day, and what you heard right there was Cata Reardon and the Pogues singing the traditional Danny Boy, and that's from the soundtrack to Alex Cox's very confusing but ultimately enjoyable Straight to Hell. And we're going to start off with one of the tentpole Irish folk bands, the Dubliners, and this is a song about the former Red Light District in Dublin, or at least that's how Ronnie Drew used to describe it, Montgomery Street, which got shortened to, well, Monto. Take a listen.
Well, if you've got a wingo, take her up to Ringo, where the waxy singo all the day. If you've had your fill of porter and you can't go any further, give your man the other
bank to decay, and take her up to Monto, 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 take her up to Monto, Langaroo, to you.
The dirty Duke of Gloucester, the dirty old impostor, hook his mutton, lost her up before Eagle End. He first put on his bowler, then he buttoned up his trousers, and he whistled for a growler, and he says,
my man, take me up to Monto, 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 take me up to Monto, Langaroo, to you.
You see, the double the fusiliers, the dirty old bamboozaliers, the wet will get the childer.
One, two, three.
Marching from the linen hall, there's one for every cannonball, and Vicky's going to send yous all o'er the sea.
But first go up to Monto, Monto, Monto. First go up to Monto, Langaroo, till you.
When the Tsar of Lucia and the King of Prussia landed in the Phoenix in a big balloon, they asked the Polish band to play the wedding in the green, but the buggers in the depot didn't know that tune.
So they both went up to Monto, Monto,
Monto.
Both went up to Monto, Langaroo, till you.
Queen, she came to call on us, she wanted to see all of us. I'm glad she didn't follow us,
she's aimed in stone.
Mister, me lord, master, she is us all, you've got to show to me. Why, no, ma'am, there's some more to say.
Ho, ma, ho, and he took her up to Monto, Monto,
Monto.
He took her up to Monto, Langaroo. Good night to you.
Thank you very much.
Then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush me, Bugle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One word more for signal token, whistle up the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, with your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. Out of many a mud wall cavern, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for the coming morning light. Murmurs ran along the valleys like the banshee's lonely croon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. There beside the singing river that dark mass of men was seen. Far above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Dead to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching tune. And our army buys for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
Than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Hark, now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I want to hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I want to rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the misting. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.
Sir Van Morrison with Into the Mystic, and before that we had the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Mankum with The Rising of the Moon from their debut album, and we also had in there the Dubliners with Monto. And what I'm trying to do with this special All-Ireland episode is to not present Irish music as just a museum piece, because especially in American St. Patrick's Day, it's too easy to fall into the scally caps and the shamrocks and all that kind of crap. And what you understand, what I, you know, what is getting dawning on me when I was putting the show together was just the awe at how much energy and creativity emanates from this one island. It really is a stupendous feat of artistic and musical accomplishment. And looking at the more recent, well, not more recent, I suppose bands that emerged in the 80s, the most we're talking about one band that did emerge from the 80s. We're talking about U2, and it's become very fashionable to knock U2 for what they've become as far as a touring and tax-dodging juggernaut of self-importance, and I think a lot of that is true. But if you look back into the early stuff, I'd say going past Joshua Tree, maybe cutting the line at Achtung Baby, the output was unimpeachable. And I would say that the War album, I believe that was their second album, It's something that really deserves a reexamination, because yes, you have New Year's Day, yes, you have Sunday Bloody Sunday, but you also have a lot of little chestnuts in there that really speak to the breadth and power of what was then one of the most astounding new wave bands to emerge from the island, and how it wasn't all about the scally caps and the Clancy Brothers sweaters and all that. It was it was an island finding a new way to express itself and doing it incredibly well. Anyway, we're going to start things off. Well, we're not going to start things off with U2, but you'll get some U2. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some more Pogues and some more Dubliners, a collaboration they did for the Irish national soccer team when they finally managed to make some World Cups. And this is a song about that team and their coach, the late, great Jack Charlton.
Filled with love, they're as pure as any lily and as gentle as a dove. They sing and cheer in harmony till their throats are cracked and sore. But there is no doubt
you'll hear them show when Chucky's here all scarred.
Toodaloo,
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 I'm with all Jack's heroes, whatever they do.
They come from Dublin and from Cork, from Deer and Donegal, from London, Boston and New York, from anywhere at all. From Parramatta to Fermoy, Strabane to Skibbereen. And will the show go up when the World Cup is raised on Stephen's Green?
Yes, it will!
Turaloo!
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 I'm with all Jack's heroes.
The boys you'll all adore. We'll play like perfect gentlemen, to win, to lose, to draw. For we're here to take the World Cup to Paddy's Shamrock Shore.
Turaloo!
Sinead O'Connor with the Prince penned tune Nothing Compares to You. And if there is an Irish artist of the 80s and 90s who got the rawest deal, it is her, because the career, her career, if you'll remember, was it stopped in its tracks when she infamously tore up a picture of Pope John Paul II on Saturday Night Live and said, "Right, fight the real enemy," which was a reference to the pervasive sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. And a lot of people weren't ready to hear that, although it had been whispered about, it had been known about. I remember George Carlin making reference to Cardinal O'Connor in New York in the 1990s. But when someone like Sinead O'Connor, so strong and independent and so determined, does it, well, the powers that be simply cannot abide such free thinking. And so her career stalled and has never quite recovered. But the voice is something that to always be admired. Before that was U2, Seconds from the War album. And at the start, the Pogues and the Dubliners with Jack's Heroes. And we have more coming your way. But first, the legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up next in our little musical travelogue, we're going to have a song by Fontaines D.C., one of the great young bands out of Ireland. And they were just awarded the title, the trophy, call it what you will, of the best band in the world by New Musical Express in London. And that certainly got to count for something. We're also going to have the Cranberries' Ode to My Family will be the song. But at the start, we are going to have one of the finest punk singles ever put out into the stratosphere by the one, the only, the indispensable. I'm a fan of them, and you should be a fan of them as well. It is the one, the only, the Undertones.
Thank you. side and have got pride. I understand I had to be there from the start. I had to be the man. It was a clamor of the life. I sucked the ring off every hand. Had them plying me with drink, even met with their demands. When the cherries lined up, I kept the smilings for myself till I had 30 ways of dying. Looking at me from the shelf, cloud padded smile I had. A real good shawl I was. But this island's run by sharks and children's bones stuck in their jars. Now the morning's filled with cokies trying to talk you through it all. Is there mommy being a gale and is there daddy being a far? And they say they love the land, but they don't feel it goes to waste. Pull a mirror to their youth and they will only see their face. Next, flowers read like broadsheets, every young man wants to die. Say it to the man who profits and the bastard walks boy. And the bastard walks boy. And the bastard walks boy. Say it to him 50 times and still the bastard won't cry. Well, I told you I do, it's all I've ever felt. I've never felt so well. And if you don't know it, I wrote you this tune to be here loving you when I'm in the tomb. System in a head, you only had it before. Echo, echo, echo. The lights they go, the lights they go, the lights they go. Won't cry when I lie.
And that's the Cranberries right there with Ode to My Family. And before that, we had Fontaine's DC with I Love You, the new single from the new album. And I Love You is written about Ireland, the country they love, warts and all. And at the start, we had The Undertones from the North with Teenage Kicks, a song that I am just, you know, never going to tire of. And neither will you. This is my request. And we're getting into the far turn here on Great Songs But Nothing Good. So I'm going to play Thin Lizzy's cover of an Irish folk song, which I consider to be the definitive version. We're also going to have some Pogues, because you have to squeeze a little more Pogues in there. But we're going to get things started off with the Wolftones.
We're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together.
Butcher, baker, shoulder in his gun. Rich man, poor man, every man in line. All together just like old Lang Syne.
We're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together.
Before the dawn, from dissension, Ireland is reborn. Soon we'll all, united Irishmen, make our land a nation once again.
We're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together.
We're on the one road, singing along, singing a soldier.
was money, and it was a pretty penny. I took all of his money and I brought it home to Molly. She swore that you loved me, never would you leave me. But the devil take that woman, for you know she treat me easy. Push a ring, dumma do dumma da.
Could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rent the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did the old songs talk to cheer you? And did they still make you cry? Did you count the months and years? Or did your teardrops quickly dry? And also things was not to be on a coffin ship. I came here and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the western ocean to a land of opportunity that some of them will never see. Fortune prevailing across the western ocean. Their bellies full, their spirits free. They'll break the chains. Manhattan's desert twilight, in the dead of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway, like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled it so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Tipped our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. Then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Thousands are sailing again across the ocean. We're a hand of opportunity, trust tickets in a lottery. Postcards we're mailing of sky by skies and oceans, from rooms that daylight never sees. And lights don't glow on Christmas trees.
And that's the Pogues with Phil Chevron's Thousands Are Sailing from 1988's If I Should Fall from Grace with God, their big breakout album. And before that, we had Thin Lizzy with Whiskey in the Jar, which I consider to be the definitive cover of that particular song. And at the start was the Wolftones' On the One Road. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. And invite you to tune in next week when we'll be back with our regularly scheduled fare of stuff and nonsense. And if you'll recall, there is a reference to Brendan Behan in that last song. And so in the spirit of Brendan Behan, we're going to throw things over to the Dubliners one last time for a song to sing us out.
A hungry feeling came o'er me still.
feeling, and the mice were squealing in my prison cell. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal to begin the morning. A screw was bawling, get up, you bowsy, and clean up your cell. And the old triangle went jingle, jangle, all along the banks of the Royal Canal. The lads were sleeping, Humpty Gussie was creeping, as I lay there weeping for my gal Sal. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal. In the female prison, there are 75 women. 'Tis among them I wish I did dwell. Then the old triangle could go jingle jangle.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-8255. 9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.